Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And Bert, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Oh, we got another good one here. I love this one. Our buddy Hampton Yunt is here. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
You guys up? Yep, you hear that voice? Yep. You recognize that voice, I'm sure, from the Mystery Science Theater 3000 reboot on Netflix. Fantastic job on that show, dude.
Your Crow T Robot.
Oh. I told you this, Hampton, right before we started. Cry Wilderness is perfect.
I love that movie.
Oh, and Jonah does too.
It's definitely my favorite. It's a Sasquatch home movie, basically.
Yes.
It's basically a home movie that a group of people made.
Animal B-roll
stock footage.
Yes.
It's about Sasquatch, who loves Coca-Cola and rock and roll.
Yes. Hey, now who doesn't? Why wouldn't he?
And he befriends a little boy, and it's a very fun,
I love the one clean, that we saw live.
Clean adventure.
Oh, my God. So you're not, by the way, you're not just voicing it. You are writing for it
as
well.
Yeah, I also write for it.
Which is so cool.
It's a dream, man. It's my favorite. It's like one of my favorite shows.
You grew up loving it.
Write for it, isn't
it? You grew up loving it, and now you get to step in and be in it.
Yeah, and it's like, you would appreciate this. It's just writing jokes.
Yeah.
And the funniest joke usually wins. So you're just happy, you know? Like, there's never really any reason to fight.
And what a great crew of people, like all our favorite people. Jonah.
I know, and it turned out that they just, like, that Joel Hodgson happened to be a really great guy.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean? Like,
right.
I just was already like, he's a hero of mine. But
he
then to meet him
jerk.
And like, yeah, and then to have to be on the road for 2 months with people.
Yeah, how
like,
was that, man?
It was great. Like, we
you
all
know,
actually
a rock
became,
and roll tour.
Yeah, it was really like summer camp. Like, we literally were like, at the end, like, I can't believe we did this. And it's like this,
so
this these moments where we're like,
I can't believe we TP Joel's cabin. What?
Why
no, but you went on a
cabin.
Tour, you sold out big theaters, and you got to make jokes and be funny, and you knew it was going to be funny every time.
Things would like fall off the wheels, you know, like at least some gigs would get canceled or somebody would get sick or something, you know, and
shows you how much people love it. By the way, though, scary to step into a situation where people have so much love for the Kevin Murphys of this world and
Bill Corbett, Trace Bilyeu.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, amazing.
Yeah,
and
they
kind of
like defined the characters,
right?
You know,
but I think what was great is you guys aren't trying to be them. You are yourselves, and you and Baron Vaughn and Jonah Ray are a
have
great
chemistry.
You are a great trio of like three of my favorite comedians out there doing their thing, and then Patton's involved, and there's all these really great people involved.
It's like it's nonstop just respect for people that I work with. You know what I mean? Like, I love working with Baron and Jonas especially, because it's like that's the core three.
Yeah, you
of
guys
us
have to have that chemistry
yeah,
together,
having to talk all the time together. Yeah,
I love it. Well, I'm so happy you're here
thanks,
with us.
I really
on,
appreciate it.
On Dumb People Town. The world is getting dumber as we know it, and our way to combat that is to have fun and try and make fun of it or make sense of it through a comedic way. And that is why our buddy Dan Van Kirk, how you doing?
Yes.
Dan,
hi guys.
DVK the return,
who is like the kind of the DVK the slaughtering.
Oh, like the other I recently, this summer, I did the 208 Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I was headlining the festival, and I find the guy who's like hosting it. And, you know, sometimes you do stand up show, you just will be like, hey, just do you need me to give you credits just for what to say when I come up?
Nah, man, I'm good.
The guy goes, you do, I was just going to say, you do podcasts. I'm like,
that's great. One of the things I do.
It's literally how he does podcasts. Dumb People Show. I'm like, it's called. Yeah,
Dumb People Town.
How about we just say
Bob's Burgers, Dumb People Town,
2016 Comedy to Watch, Comedy Central Comedy to Watch.
Let's just do that.
In fact, you just say one of the, any of those. That just, but yeah, one of those. Is, he's like, Comedy Central Comedy to Watch, Dumb People Town, Sklar Brothers, Bob's Burgers. Got it. And I'm like, all right, I think we covered it.
He walks away, and you're like, there is no way he's getting this right.
Well, end of the show goes up. He walks up, and he goes, all right, this guy. I'm sure he's going to be funny. I was already. I'm sure he's going to be funny. You've probably heard him on Bob's Burgers. You've probably listened to his podcast, Dumb People Town, with the Sklar Brothers. He's a 2016 Comedy Central comic to watch.
You're like, oh,
please,
my God.
Welcome to the stage, Daniel Von Kirk.
And I Dan, go, you got everything right but my name.
I thought, I'm like, well, that's the, on me.
But no, no. By the way, and I mean this, and I mean this in awesome. All with all due respect, sure. And in all honesty, I like Daniel Von Kirk better.
Daniel Von
that's
Kirk.
Not what I,
Daniel Von Kirk. Oh, so Daniel sound. Von Kirk travels overseas yeah. regularly.
Daniel Von Kirk can wear a cape.
Yeah. Daniel Von Kirk has a dad.
He is your arch enemy.
Daniel Von Kirk may be a vampire.
Daniel Von Kirk has no student loan debt.
Daniel Von Kirk is a professor in an art in a language that doesn't exist. Daniel Von Kirk can drink beer before liquor and not yeah, have a problem.
Daniel yeah. Von Kirk has a fantastic car that you drive him in.
He just sounds like a slightly better off version of you.
I know.
Not mean or
his parents
bad.
Have a boat.
What? Jesus. It's a pontoon.
But I just was like, well, that's the one thing I didn't cover.
I didn't stress my name enough.
All right.
So Daniel Von Kirk, he gets stories sent to him
by yes. our fans. Stories of dumb people doing dumb things with amazing details.
We don't know the story. Right. Hampton does not know the story. And so we are, like everybody here, listening to the
no
details
clue.
That Dan breaks down for us. So yes. we got a story.
We do. It was
Let's
sent in by Ryan Rogers. He went on Twitter, hit this link with at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumb people town. At Ryan Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. So you can say thanks to him,
buddy.
If you want. We will right here. Thanks, buddy. All right, here we go. Ready? This also might be the most honest and at moments smartest dumb person we've ever talked
okay,
about.
Oh, I'm excited for that. Honesty can cover a lot, by the way.
The weaving driver might get a few points for honesty. Judgment, not so much.
Okay. Who wrote this?
I
Real
know.
Stories from the Highway Patrol?
I know. I love it.
It's like Kurt Vonnegut is suddenly writing for like a local newspaper.
You'd think that the windshield wiper would do all the work. But
it's like, are we all speaking in local news voice?
Yes.
The windshield wiper is supposed to do the work, but it doesn't.
I also like when they talk directly to me, the reader.
Yeah.
Like we're pen pals.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear reader,
that's
how are you?
Here.
I am fine. Here's a story I was told to
what
write.
What is
about.
Arrow pointing upwards?
Right. So here we go. The weaving driver might get a few points for honesty. Judgment, not so much. Charging papers filed in Pierce County Superior Court. Give this account. The man started shoving things in his mouth when a Washington State trooper pulled him over July 21st at Tacoma Mall Boulevard on South 78th Street in Tacoma,
Washington.
Yes. Asked.
Started shoving the drugs.
No. Asked what he was putting in his mouth so that he gets pulled over.
Yeah.
Cop, just walking up. Cop just sees him throwing stuff in his mouth.
He's just like, got a carb load before yes. prison.
Gotta
be the strongest, toughest guy.
They always say that. Yeah, carb load first and then punch the biggest guy in the yard.
Asked what he was putting into his mouth. The driver opened wide to show the trooper it was gum. That is never going to work.
What? That means he's been drinking.
Yeah.
That means he's been drinking.
After finding out why he'd been stopped, the man said, and I just love this, that he was, quote, just trying to catch up with his peeps.
That is true.
That's too casual.
Just trying to catch up with my peeps. Got my
officer,
peeps.
Sir, I'm just talking about Easter candy that
like
was waiting
the officer,
for me.
Down like, road. Now, what is a peep? Who are these peeps?
Wait, I have a question for you, sir. Dr. You are Phil. An officer in Washington, and yet you have a Southern accent. Did you, Dr. Phil?
I'm going to give you some homespun wisdom. These peeps aren't your peeps.
These peeps are potential perps.
So far, both of you are doing a Dr. Phil.
Yeah, right. We were saying Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil is the
Highway County
Highway Patrolman. Dr. Phil.
Now listen,
you put them peeps in the microwave because they'll blow up on you. They'll blow up on you good.
So are you talking about Easter snacks, Dr. Phil?
No, I'm talking about your friends.
You
those
care
are
about
not
your peeps.
Good peeps.
You care about your peeps? I want you to look your peeps right here in the eye. They're sitting right here. There's no better time than the present. That's why this has been gift wrapped for you, okay? Because it's the present. Now, I want you to look your peeps in the eye, and I want you to say them peeps. Peeps. Say it.
Peeps.
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 I do love you.
I love you.
Well, words are wins, so that don't mean shit, okay? You might say the words, but that don't mean you mean it.
By the way, I just hearing you say that don't mean shit, I want Dr. Phil on a daytime TV show to be allowed to curse.
Just smoking.
Just be allowed to be real with people.
So you come back from breaking his ties off. He's like, well, if you're just joining us, nothing here means shit.
Just life is just a bowl of crap.
Bowl of shit. Foot up on the stool, yeah. Smoking, just doing a Chappelle.
But like, in like short shorts with a ball hanging out.
Yeah. Yo, I ain't even bald. I shave my head like this because it's more trustworthy.
I told a woman she couldn't be my girlfriend because she didn't exercise enough. Let's come back from break.
We come back. We got a couple of real jackasses joining us. And to be honest, I'm going to make them think I've helped them over the course of the next 30 minutes. They're going to go back to their miserable lives right here on Dr. Phil.
It's all shit. Anyway.
Anyway, he goes, just trying to catch up with my peeps. The trooper noted he smelled like booze and asked the man where he'd been. Ready for this quote?
Okay.
The driver looked at him and said, I'm coming from the bar, then drove off.
Oh! So then he just left.
He looks at the cop. Where are you coming from?
Coming from the bar.
Well, them Duke boys.
That's where freeze
got into a whole heap of trouble. Good enough for me.
That guy's awesome.
I'm coming from the bar, then just leaves.
Gotta catch up with my peeps.
Well, that's some shit. I guess I'm going back to the station.
So I guess I'll go fuck myself.
During the chase, the man flipped a U-turn, ran a red light, hit the curb of a roundabout, lost a wheel.
Dude, that's some GTA driving.
And ultimately crashed the vehicle on its top, not too far from where the pursuit started.
Oh, that's just good.
It's literally Duke's Hazard.
Because remember, I said there's a roundabout. So that means that cop could have just stood where he was, watched him peel out, hit the roundabout, lose a wheel, spin out, flip over, curb, and end up
slide back right where he was.
I want that scene in Super Troopers 2. So bad.
That is such a great
movie. Unreal. Unreal.
See you in hell, copper. Whoop! All right, I'm back.
You caught me.
All right, look.
You're good. You're real good.
All right. You got me, man. I know when I've been licked.
I know when there's RoboCop.
I just love that everyone has a southern accent up in Washington.
Yes.
In Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, by the way, they don't even give us a name for this kid. We can change it. I've gone with Dylan.
Dylan is good. Dylan. I was going to say Lance, but I like Dylan.
Dylan Cotton. I don't know why, but that's what was in
Dylan Cotton?
Yes. He flips over the car, ends up right back where they started. Jesus. He gets out of the car, takes off running, hopped a few fences, avoided a shot from the trooper's stun gun in the process.
Okay, so he outran a stun gun, a taser.
Yes, he shot and missed, which you know, based on the shit this dude's already said, he yelled back at that cop. Almost got my ass.
Yeah.
I'm catching up my peeps. You didn't learn how to shoot, man.
Hey, I just outran that.
I left my credit card at the bar.
How little is he feeling the ground as he's running? Yeah. Like he's not feeling it at all.
Yeah, he's pre-Fontaine in this.
Several fences.
Jeez.
Yes.
He's got that superhuman stamina going on.
But his hiding place behind a garbage can,
not in. This is like a 1970s cop movie.
Didn't fool Tacoma police officers who showed up to help find him. And in the end, he then tried to run away and didn't clear the last fence he tried to jump. If you're a cop there, you're like, I kind of feel bad for him. You got to get over that fence.
I know. I mean, thank God this body camera was on.
He needs this.
Yes.
We're going to be playing this at the Christmas party.
What happened when he tried to jump that last fence? Why he couldn't do it?
No.
The fence broke and he fell into the sidewalk. So he pancaked it straight down.
It's like the hurdles, like the 100-meter hurdles.
Ready for another great quote from Dylan?
I want to hear it.
He lands in the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Cops run up to arrest him. He tells the first trooper, quote, that he was not the driver and he was running to help the cop find the driver.
Why not? I'm helping you.
You guys don't understand. I saw this all happen. I'm helping you. Yeah. I'm not the guy.
This is citizen's arrest.
This is double jeopardy.
Yes.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to catch me. It's my looper. I'm trying to stop me. No, I'm on your side.
It's a sci-fi
I'm me from
thing.
The future.
Me from... I'm trying... I'm free. I get away. I want you to know that. Yes. I'm me from 3 hours from now. I'm trying to stop
the younger me.
Yes. He was uncooperative, believe it or not. When the trooper took him to have his blood drawn for a toxicology test, the charging papers show. But the man apparently had a change of heart on the way to jail and apologized for taking up the trooper's time. I want to hear that conversation. Yeah. Oh,
listen,
that dashboard camera.
I am so sorry.
As we're here, let me just say, you know,
well, get it. If you're going to express yourself, now's the time to do it.
I'm sad about my peeps.
Well,
I'm worried that they're not all my peeps.
Do they treat you with respect?
They treat me like a scrub.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to tell you something right now.
Treat me like a
scrub. You were at a bar with your friends. That bar, they all left you there, did they not?
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to take an inventory of the type of people you have in your life, because maybe they would have taken you with them, could have had a couple of road sodies, and you don't get arrested tonight.
Road
That's
sodies.
Because you chose to bring into your life. You show me a man's friend, I'll show you his
character.
I thought
they were my peeps.
They're not.
They're
okay?
your peeps. And Stop. The more you keep referring them as your peeps, the less they are your peeps.
Yes. All right. I'm going to ask you guys now. We get to play another round of
Guess the age. So fun.
How old is Dylan Cotton, a.k.a. we don't know his real name?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it? Guess the age.
You are a guest. You can go first.
I went first last time, so yeah, I'll go last.
All right.
Wow.
Jason Sklar.
This is a young guy. This is a 21-year-old idiot. 21.
Yeah, 21 years old.
I'm going to say 24. He's young.
Randy Sklar comes in at 24. Jason Sklar, you said 21?
21.
Okay. Let's narrow it down here. Let's say 30.
30?
I think 24 because he still has to have developed relationships with people enough to call them his peeps.
There's a lot of things. Okay, yeah. Peeps feels like a young word,
peeps
right?
Peeps is a young word.
Okay.
Or it could be an older person trying to sound young
right. and cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, he ran. So you
jumping several young. Fences. So he's
well,
under 30.
40. He's
in
not 40.
In shape.
We know he didn't jump one.
No, several.
One he just kind of ran into and took down.
One.
Right?
Chris Farley style. Yeah.
Yes.
Plowed through it.
Dylan Cotton is 36 years
Whoa!
Old.
Oh, my yes. God.
What is going on
Whoa.
In his life?
He's just hanging with
Dang,
his peeps.
Man.
Yes.
Jesus.
36. There were no peeps.
By the way, if you're spending a lot of time at a bar, 36 looks a lot older than 36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. If you've been
it's
busy.
Like
it.
You see someone out on the streets, you're like, man,
are
how
you
old
50?
Are you? Yeah, and they're like,
exactly.
No, I'm 28. You know what I mean?
That's right. I just sit in the sun and drink beer.
Yeah, he has never, ever used sunblock.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
And he wears a neon shirt.
He also believes, Dylan Cotton believes that that expiration dates are put on food just by the government to make sure that you keep throwing away
yeah,
food and buying
buy more.
They're lying.
It don't mean nothing.
That milk just becomes yogurt.
becomes something else.
Why go buy yogurt?
It's all part of big food.
Imagine his friends that were like, yeah, I thought we were Dylan's peeps. He didn't even show.
He didn't even come.
I mean,
there's like a
said.
Big sad banner at the party that he didn't make it to. Peeps love Dylan.
Yeah. Y'all, he's sick.
It's like peeps for keeps.
Peeps for keeps.
And it's
for
just like keeps. A whole party where they're like, we're yours forever if you show up.
I don't think he likes us.
Maybe he's like part of an organization called Promise Peepers.
Mm-mm. That is at Sklar Brother.
People who promise to be his friends.
Okay. I'm
There's
back on
promise
board.
Peep- promise on Peepers. Board.
Yeah. We're deporting millions of peepers from this country.
Well, we had mentioned and heard several times throughout the episode from Dr. Phil. I love that he has a pipeline to this show,
yeah.
And he left us a voicemail really outlining his attitude towards the whole Promise Keepers scenario and how...
Promise Keepers is what? I don't even know what that is.
Really? I went to it.
What is
did
it?
Not.
Yes, I did.
What is it? It's where you keep your promise.
Like, no, it was like a Christian thing
right.
for like bringing the Christian man back into the household, like getting rid of these days where the
nice.
Like the wife is making everybody go to church.
Okay, so
quit talking.
Promise
Keeper. So Dr. Phil actually left us a voicemail about Promise Keepers, and
let's take a listen.
Take a listen to that.
You have one new voice message.
Hey, y'all. Phil here. You know, don't even call me the doc. I ain't feeling it. I ain't feeling it no more, but y'all talking about Promise Keepers. I want to let you know something about PKs, okay? That's just words. Promise needs to be kept. That's when you know it worked. You take a man, he's been married 8 years, thinks life's going good. He comes home and his wife's cheating on him with the, you know, dryer. That's a bad marriage. It'd be good when you die and you were happy. Successful marriage. We had two people in here last week. One guy tried to call himself Promise Keeper. He's a thief. We had bowl mints. He dumped the mints out, took the bowl. Now you need a bowl that bad, you just ask me. I'll keep that promise. I'm going to finish this bottle of JB, go back out and shoot another show. Probably going to hang myself on one of these ties. All right, y'all. DP out.
Wow.
That, oh,
darkest somebody, thing I, before he left.
Maybe hang myself on one of these ties.
Listen to his own show.
He does.
So funny. Because it's the soft pH sound, I don't think of him as a DP. But he's DP.
He's DP.
Dr. Yeah. Phil, well, guess what, guys? This was an episode of Dumb People Town. Want to thank our guest, Hampton Yunt. Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. Watch him on the MST3K reboot. He is Crow T Robot.
If you like this show, Dumb People Town, check it out. It's free on iTunes. Listen to it, rate it, review it. We have a bunch of episodes on there. Thanks so much. And oh man, we got to get back to work.
Get back to work. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.